Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer and coach, Miss Donna.
Talk show, and yes, we are celebrating Black History. Today is Sunday, February 27th, 2022. We're broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, listen, since the name of our show is What is Etiquette Anyway, I always want to use proper etiquette to answer that question at the beginning of the show. But perhaps if this is your first time listening, you may hear this for the first time. Etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Now, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. And you know what? Who we have to thank for this is Charles I and II of England, because what they did is they copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And you know what? These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So, you know, kudos goes out to Charles I and II. Just really excited that they did that. Well, once again, welcome everyone. I'm Miss Donna. We are so excited about celebrating, as you heard, our opening selection by Kool & the Gang. Some of you that are a little bit older will know who Kool & the Gang is. Those of you who do not, Google them. They're a wonderful group, wonderful group. Well, listen, we are, let's see, this is the day before the last day of traditionally what is considered Black History Month. But of course, we know that Black History is made 365 days of the year. In fact, you know, Black History is really, it's all of our history, you know, because Black people are truly the fabric of this country or of this world, you know. So we hope to be able to introduce you to perhaps some of the history you have not heard, and perhaps you will learn something. You may, you know, hear something in a different way that you already know about, but we're going to get this celebration going. Oftentimes, a common question is, why is February History Month? It's the and usually it's followed by, you know, it's the shortest month of the year. I mean, what's the deal, right? And I can hear some of you probably saying that right now. Well, if you did not have an opportunity to hear our show, we did part one a couple weeks ago. I'm just going to tell you a little bit about why February was selected as Black History Month, because this was my question too years ago. I'm like, okay, so why is Black History Month celebrated the shortest month of the year? Well, February 1st actually marks the first day of Black History Month, a federally recognized nationwide celebration honoring the triumphs and struggles of African Americans throughout U.S. history. In 1926, Carter G. Woodson, who many consider a pioneer in the study of African American history, wanted to find a way to bring attention to Black history and culture. So he established Negro History Week, which was celebrated the second week of February. Okay, and so Woodson chose the second week of the month to celebrate because it actually coincides with the birthdays of two men who were instrumental in helping abolish slavery, which were Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. During the 60s, Negro History Week evolved into Black History Month, and in 1976, then-President Gerald Ford officially recognized Black History Month during the country's bicentennial. And this is, of course, it's according to NPR, okay? And President Biden officially proclaimed February 2022 as National Black History Month. And there's some other, you know, information as far as his proclamation. I'm not going to read that this evening. We're just going to kind of jump into that. But you can certainly, you know, Google that. Every year the president actually makes a, whoever the president is generally, makes a proclamation regarding Black History Month. But listen, I am so excited, and I see you are too, because it looks like our switchboard is totally and completely lit up. So on that note, if you are calling and you get a recording or a busy signal, just wait a few moments and call back as we begin to clear some of the lines. But I'm so excited about the excitement of this celebration on this evening. If you're wanting to know what the number is, it's 516-418-5894. Once again, 516-418-5894. So we're just going to kind of jump into this. We certainly invite you to give us your comments. We love interacting with you. I am going to identify you by the last four digits of your telephone number. In that way, you will know that I am referring to you, okay? So I'm going to start here with extension. The last four digits are 3436. The last four digits are 3436. Hello.
Hello. Good evening, Donna, and all of your guests. This is Markel Chapman and
Lori Chapman
from Houston, Texas.
Yeah. All right. Hi there, Professor Markel and Zoe. How are you both? Happy Sunday to you.
Yes, it's nice talking to you again. Thank you for having us back.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so when we think of, you think of Black history, what do you think about? What comes
to
mind?
Well, you want me to start that one, Zoe? Okay, I'll start. You know, Black history is such a special time, and I can remember when I was growing up, I was blessed to attend a school that really celebrated Black history. I mean, all the teachers had posters all over the room. We had essay contests. We also had a lot of speakers, special speakers who came to the school. So it was always a wonderful time for me. But, you know, unfortunately, I don't think schools have the same energy towards Black history as we might have had growing up. What do you say, Zoe?
Yeah, like my school, they do, like during the announcements, they always mention like a Black history quote, and then they mention people, which is like still really good, but it's not that interactive, you know? And it's really unfortunate because in a few of my friends' schools, they don't even recognize or acknowledge Black History Month at all.
Wow.
So yeah, my school is like one of the only schools that does like anything.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That absolutely is amazing. Wow. Okay, so obviously, you know, on that note, I would say that obviously it's not a mandate or anything to celebrate Black History Month. It's from what it sounds like. That's why it's so important that we make sure that we, you know, we initiate and we continue to celebrate. So that's really interesting.
That is so true. And this is one reason why I encourage parents, I encourage families to supplement their child's education and make Black history and learning about Black history a part of the everyday conversation. Make it a part of your family's culture to learn a bit of history or maybe some new innovations that are going on. But it's really up to us to keep this education going.
Yes.
Absolutely. I agree. It's, you know, and like I said, I mean, Black history really is everyone's history. And it would be great if we, you know, it was integrated all throughout, you know, this curriculum. And, but, you know, since it is not, obviously, then, you know, like what you were saying, you know, Markel, was it's important for, you know, the parents, because since the parents are the first teachers anyway, to continue to discuss it and continue to research. And that is extremely important. Absolutely. Wow. And guys, in case you're just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are celebrating Black history, and you can certainly join us, 516-418-5894. Wow. And I remember
We have something. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, Zoe, please go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just wondering, like, if we were about to get into our historical figures.
Actually, yes. And I know Zoe, and for some of you may remember Zoe. Zoe co-hosted a show with me probably a few months back, and she is our future dentist. And I know we actually had a show. It was around, it was Halloween, I think. Halloween actually fell on a Sunday, so it was Halloween. And so this is our future dentist here. So go right ahead, Zoe.
Okay. So the historical figure I chose to talk about today is actually currently making history right now. My mom was actually the one who led me to speaking about this individual, and I instantly fell in love with her because she portrays exactly what I want to do in the future. She's like a perfect example of what a biomedical engineer does along with dentists and orthodontists. So her name is Dr. Bobbi Peterson, and she has become one of the country's top dentists. Her practice, ACES Braces, is located in the heart of Brooklyn and reflects her commitment to communities of color and her mission to make oral health central to public health. She specializes in all aspects of orthodontics, including retainer, installations, fixed, crooked, or crowded teeth, gap teeth, and crossbites.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Wow, she's
very
one of the top
in the country.
In the country.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, you need to call her somewhere.
I know. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. Reach out to her. That's wonderful. Her name again is Dr. Bobby Peters. Peterson, did you say?
Yes.
Yes. Wonderful. Yeah, that's wonderful. I know that's the first time I've heard of her, and that's exactly, you know, what we want to do this evening. We want to certainly shed some light on, you know, so many of our Black history makers. There's just so many. I mean, if we were to cover them all, we would be here straight on the show like we were doing a telethon. We would be here for probably a month straight, right? Because, you know, we have made so many contributions and are involved in so much. Thank you so much, Zoe, for sharing that. Absolutely.
Oh, no problem.
So you guys can certainly Google Dr. Bobby Peterson for more information on her. We're going to continue going to our lines. Again, I will say the last four digits of your phone number. You will then know that I am referring to you. So extension 8067, extension 8067. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi there. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. This is Joshua Chapman here calling from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Well, hello, Joshua. Happy Sunday to you.
Happy Sunday and happy Black History Month to you as well.
Absolutely cute. And some of you may or may not be familiar with Josh. He's been on the show too several times. He's co-hosted and hosted so you're wanting to, who are you wanting to kind of highlight this evening?
Yeah, so the group of people that I want to highlight are actually the Dusky Airmen. And it's pretty interesting because throughout the whole month of Black History, we have been, if you guys don't remember already, I am the director of the student news at my high school. And so we have been airing pieces about civil rights activists, you know, famous sports players and civil rights throughout Black history. But no one has mainly focused on the military side or, you know, specifically the aviation or the armed forces side. And the group that I would like to highlight this evening is the Tuskegee Airmen.
Yes. Yes, and for those persons who may not be familiar or may think you're familiar, why don't you give us some background on them, Joshua, if you would.
Yeah. So at the brink of World War II, you know, as we were, you know, starting to fight World War II, the U.S. War Department ended up establishing the 99th Pursuit Squadron. But after the NAACP spoke out about, you know, having minorities, specifically African-Americans, involved in the armed forces, the U.S. Air Corporation, which later to be known as the United States Air Force, created a minority division for ground crews and pilots. And so throughout that time, that was founded in Tuskegee, Alabama, and those groups that were founded there became known as the Tuskegee Airmen. And so they end up flying through hundreds of patrols on single-winged P-51 Mustangs, which if you are not familiar with those, just take your hand out and extend it as much as you can. And that's essentially what a P-51 Mustang looks like. Very fast, very lightweight aircraft that was actually used in World War II. And so the Tuskegee Airmen actually paved the way so that following the World War, you know, with all the victories and everything done, they actually paved the way for the armed forces to be desegregated all across. So not just the Air Force, but for the Navy to be desegregated, for the Army to be desegregated, for the Air Force to be desegregated, for the Marines, for the National Guard, all the things that you can think of in terms of the armed force to be desegregated, they were the ones responsible for that. They're also responsible for serving in over three countries in World War II. But what's sad about it is that despite everything that they did, they still came back home and faced racial inequality, and they still faced racial disparity. But thankfully today they're being held as one of the prominent figures that helped turn the tables of World War II in the Air Force field.
Wow. Great, great information. Now, tell me again, I mean, elaborate a little bit, if you would, on what you said you're doing at your school. Can you kind of elaborate on that?
Sure, yes. So if you have, I'm sure everyone knows of a news station. Inside the news station, you obviously have the reporters that are on camera, but you have something known as the news director, which is behind the camera. And the news director coordinates everything from the story that is going to run, so meaning that you're going to see this video at this time, you're going to see the reporter on camera at this time, we're going to take a break at this time. That is essentially what my job is, but a miniature version of that. And so my job is to coordinate and discuss with everyone in the room, hey, everyone, this is our stories that we are going to have. This is a certain Black History topic we're going to run today. This is how we're going to introduce the topic. We're going to be on camera for anchor number one, who's going to introduce the topic. Then we're going to go to our media one, which will play the topic. Okay, and essentially media one is a term that I use to tell my graphics or tell my technical operator to pull up the video so that it is live on the air. And then so afterwards, it's like, okay, stand by, camera one. We're coming out to the studio right after we take right after we finish out this Black History video. And so that's essentially my job. I am the brain of the body. I am my job is the belly of the beast. Essentially, I am the leader, and everyone doesn't do anything unless they have advisement from me. So.
Wow. So, okay, so that sounds like, are you currently at CNN or?
Yeah.
What this? You're in what year are you in school?
I am a junior this year, and so
junior.
Yes.
Okay. And this is guys, this is high school. This is not college. This is high school. So we have some brilliant young people on this evening, and they are certainly present and future history makers. So you know, so far we've had Zoe Chapman, and then Brian Chapman. And guys, that is so exciting. That is very exciting. And guys, if, in case you are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are celebrating Black History Month, and I promise you we'll talk about some past and some current and future history makers. And so thank you so much for that, Joshua. I think it's just it's wonderful. And I'm going to see if I can hold you over. Hopefully Zoe is still there as well, because I'm going to just kind of get a little more about your just a little bit more information from you to kind of see how you decided, you know, what area you wanted to actually work in, okay? So I will hold you over. Guys, thank you so much for your patience. We are certainly coming to you, 516-418-5894. Thank you so much for your patience. Again, I will state the last four digits of your phone number. You at that time will know that I am speaking with you. So extension 5708, the last four numbers is 5708. Hello.
Hi there, Masana. This is Nzinga. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I am doing well.
We're hearing a lot of background popping or something. Not quite sure with the line. Want to make sure we can hear you clearly.
Is this better?
Okay, now it's better. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me. I wanted to say my Black History Month hero is probably my father, I think. And I say him because my father grew up, he was not a Christian, but he grew up well, when I grew up, he wasn't a Christian. He grew up as a Christian, but in my childhood, he was very much Black Power, which meant that though we didn't learn a lot about Christ, we learned a lot about African pride and being secure in who you are. And I grew up never feeling inferior to anyone and definitely not any other race. And I think that helped my perspective and it helped my heart. I didn't have to battle with feelings of inferiority. And even though we were very educated because we, I mean, I think every Sunday we had to watch documentaries on the fight that was happening across the world, be it South Africa, the U.S., any nation, he kept us very well informed. So we knew what was going on, but he protected us in a way that we never felt inferior. We never felt that we had to fight to survive. And I know everyone didn't have that experience, especially, you know, talking to my husband. I know he definitely didn't have that experience. So it's always wonderful for me because my perspective, I feel, is very different than most who grew up with struggling with racism and dealing with it with their everyday life. I didn't have to deal with that. So once my dad became a Christian, and we started going to church and gave our lives to Christ, I think a lot of Christians, Black Americans especially, have a hard time sort of reconciling the relationship with their Caucasian brothers and sisters in Christ and themselves and sort of dealing with the forgiveness in that sense. And I didn't have to deal with that. I didn't struggle with that. Because my dad instilled so much power and strength in us and protected us in a way that I just can't even explain. So I would say that he is definitely my my Black History Month hero, because that I am able to now pass on to my children, and just so they're learning about Black History Month. They're learning about Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks in school right now, but they're little. They're 7 and 5. But they also, you know, they're not dealing with it in the way that other kids may be dealing with it. I talk to my nieces and my nephews, and they still struggle with it now. And I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, just emotions that are unresolved. And I don't struggle with those emotions. So I thank my father. I thank him for all the wisdom, all the knowledge, all the understanding, all of the strength in mankind and in brotherhood, and, you know, just listening to the warriors of the past, like Marcus Garvey and Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks and Nelson Mandela. We were so educated on them, and they gave us strength. He didn't have us so much focus on
we're hearing a lot of popping again. I'm not quite sure where that's coming from,
okay.
But I want to make sure, that the line is as crisp and clear, because I don't want them to miss anything that you're saying. And it's a lot of static and popping or something that's going on right now.
It's my phone, so I'm going to wrap it up. I don't want to... so I'll wrap it up. I will just say that my father is my Black History hero.
Oh, wonderful. Well, would you like to share his name? Or
his name is Floyd Sullivan.
Floyd Sullivan. Okay, wonderful. Yeah, very good. And, guys, as you can see, you know, we're talking current history makers, past, present, and that's wonderful. I think that's wonderful, Nzinga. You select your father as your Black History hero. I think that's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing. And hello to your family and your lovely children as well. And you guys are in what city are you guys in? Coming from?
We are in Columbus, Ohio.
Ohio, okay. Bet you have a little snow up there,
yes.
Huh? Yeah, very
not
good.
Not right now.
Okay.
And little Nzinga did want to share who her Black History Month hero is.
Absolutely. I'm still hearing this popping sound, though. I want to make sure we can hear her well.
Is it, do you still hear it now?
Yeah, not at this moment.
Okay, go ahead.
Nzinga?
Yes.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. And who would you like to share with us?
Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So what would you like us to know about Rosa Parks?
What would you like to say about Rosa Parks?
I don't know.
You don't know? It's okay. That's not a problem whatsoever. Rosa Parks was a very strong black woman, wasn't she? And yeah, and she decided when she was riding on the bus, what happened?
When the white person wanted to take her seat, she said, no, I'm not getting up.
That is absolutely correct. And so she stood her ground, didn't she? Stood her ground or maybe stayed in her seat. How about that? Right?
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you so much for telling us about Rosa Parks. Yeah, she was a very, you know, very strong, very proud lady, and she certainly made history, didn't she?
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Okay, and I thank you and your mom both for calling in and sharing, okay? Okay. Thank you all so much. And guys, thank you so much for holding on. We are coming to you. We're going to take just a really quick break. Please don't go away. We're certainly going to get to all of our callers. So just hang in there, and we are having a wonderful conversation. We'll be right back in just a moment. Thanks.
Hello, everyone. Do you want to be inspired and encouraged? Listen up. I want to tell you about a new and exciting book called My Forever Affirmations Book and Journal, Positive Thoughts for All Ages by Donna Paige Riley. Have you or someone you know ever struggled with low self-esteem or self-worth? Been bullied? Felt like giving up on something that seems too hard to accomplish? Get nervous about taking a test for school? Feel like quitting? Feel self-conscious? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you will want to purchase a copy of My Forever Affirmations Book and Journal. My Forever Affirmations is a book and journal of quick, to the point, powerful, encouraging, positive thoughts and poems that will keep you encouraged no matter your age or what you're facing. There's also room to write your personal thoughts. We all need to be encouraged in positive ways, don't we? After reciting these affirmations, you are sure to feel good or better about yourself. You will be encouraged. Hurry, order now. Copies are limited. Go to www.amazon.com, type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley. Again, go to www.amazon.com, type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley, and secure your copies. You'll be so glad you did.
According to the American Diabetes Association, the strongest evidence for diabetes prevention comes from the Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP. Demonstrated that an intensive lifestyle intervention could reduce the incidence of type 2 diabetes by 58% over 3 years. Welcome to ProMixGlobal.com. ProMix Global will help solve your audio recording and production needs, whether it's song recording, mixing and mastering, CDs, commercials, IVRs, audiobooks, or general voiceovers. ProMix Global is the choice for you. Your project will be delivered on time and on budget. For additional information or to schedule your studio time, go to www.promixglobal.com. Once again, www.promixglobal.com.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are back, and we are having a wonderful conversation, learning quite a bit. It is Black History Month, even though we know that Black History is made 365 days of the year. We're going to go back to our phones. Callers, once again, thank you so much for holding on. I will refer to you by the last four digits of your phone number. That way you'll know that I'm speaking to you. We're going to come to extension 5132. Extension 5132, hello.
Hello, Donna. This is Walter Hickman calling from Columbus, Ohio. How are you today?
Yes, doing great, Walter. How are you?
I am doing great. I was just listening to the questions and everything, and I was sitting here trying to think of who is my Black history hero, and it's just so many. There's Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, Rosa Parks, Congressman John Lewis, and even the people who you didn't really get a name, get written down in the history books, but had an intricate part on us being here. And that is, I think, the people, our ancestors, who were strong enough to go through what they went through, the torture, the inhumane treatment, and being able to stand strong and still be able to pass down traditions to generation, and being able to not only survive in a land where, you know, they were unwanted, but be able to thrive. And I feel like, you know, we are thriving as a race. We do have people in our race that have gone the wrong way, and it's magnified by the media, and even a lot of times it's magnified by our own self-hate sometimes. But I just love the fact, and I honor the fact that the people who came before us, the no-name people who came before us, that stood strong, that went through their day with pride, with Jesus in their heart, and knowing it's going to be a better day, writing sermons, singing songs, making history. I mean, just doing the things to help us, to create a platform for us to thrive today. And it was just so hard for me to pick one hero, because I think about, you know, civil rights activists. I think about our athletes like Muhammad Ali. That was one celebrity that I was able to meet face-to-face, shake his hand, have a conversation with him, and I would say, man, that's my hero. But then again, I would turn around and say, man, there was other athletes standing right along with him, like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Wilt Chamberlain, all those guys. And then you go to the music. You go to the music like Sam Cooke. He was the first Black artist to own his own label. That's the foundation of artists like Jay-Z and all these guys here. They actually are standing on his shoulders. He was the blueprint. Or even Prince was the first artist to sell his music online, and they laughed at him and said, "Hey,
really?
you didn't even go platinum. You only sold 750,000 albums," he said, and it was the Crystal Ball album. He said, "Yeah, I sold 750,000 albums, but I sold them at $30 per album."
Wow.
He said, "Do the math on that."
Wow.
He was the first one to do that. So
there's
so many things that we can celebrate as far as Black history, that February is not enough time. And one thing we do with our children, and one thing that I really didn't like growing up, that we only talked about Black history once a month. And And, mm-hmm. and I felt like it's not Black history, it's American history.
Because, that's right.
You know, you have Eli Whitney who invented the cotton gin. We have people who, I forgot her name, it slips me, but she invented the cell phone, the technology for the
mm-hmm.
cell phone. That was a Black woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not a February, something that we should talk about only in February. If you pick it
right.
up, because we're not using our phones just in February, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we need
that's
to be talking
good.
About
that's
this year
good.
Round all the time.
Exactly.
Anytime you pick up the
yeah.
phone, you need to know her name, especially
right.
if you are a person of color,
mm-hmm.
and especially
mm-hmm.
and
that
also if you're a woman.
True.
You know?
Right, exactly.
You know, she has picked up the mantle.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, no, that's wonderful. And in fact, next month, actually, is Women's History Month. So we're going to visit a lot of these women, mm-hmm. and we're going to
oh, yeah.
be able to educate on a lot of the females. Mm-hmm. I was going to talk about one this evening, but I'll save her for next month, which is in
okay.
a few days.
And I think I know
who you're going to
talk
week.
About, but I'm going to shut up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hush.
But thank you. Thank you so much for
you're
sharing.
Welcome.
And I know it's kind of, yeah, it is challenging to try to figure out who. But when you mentioned
yeah,
Muhammad
yeah,
Ali,
I
you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I was blessed to be able to meet him myself. When I first
mm-hmm.
moved to Atlanta, I was a field reporter for a cable station. And so
okay.
I'll never forget the day they called me and they said, Donna, can you get down to the Capitol real quick? Muhammad Ali and Eva Knievel are down there. We would like for you to interview
wow.
them both. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I remember going and I'm sitting in this room and I'm waiting on Muhammad Ali to come in. And so somebody touches me on my right shoulder. So I turn to the right. Well, he's not there. He's on my left side, right, and he's cracking up
uh-huh.
laughing because I looked in the wrong direction.
Wrong.
I was on that side, but yeah, that was just such a wonderful experience because he was,
yeah.
you know, very very playful and
mm-hmm.
you know joyful and everything. So yeah, I just had a flashback to when I had an opportunity
yeah.
to meet him. Just a wonderful wonderful man, and it was actually
yes,
at the
was.
Beginning of his when. His disease was starting to set in. And
okay. so,
so but anyway,
sharp.
Just still wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes.
But
yes.
thank you so much for calling
oh,
and sharing.
Welcome.
I certainly appreciate it. And we'll be looking forward to you coming back in next month when we do our Women's History and telling us about the female who's responsible for the
okay.
cell phones. Okay? All right.
I certainly
thank
will.
You so much.
I'm more than happy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate
bye-bye.
It. And, guys, listen, thank you all. We're going to continue coming to the phone, 516-418-5894, having a wonderful conversation, learning quite a bit this evening. I will say the last four digits of your phone number, you will know that I am referring to you, okay? The last four digits is 6812-6812. Hello, 6812. Okay, all right, they may be just listening. Okay, no worries. I'm going to see if we can go back. I'm just trying to make sure we haven't missed anyone that's holding. I'm going to go back, see if we can circle back to Zoe and Markel. Wanted to go back to them. Hello, Markel. Are you
hello.
Are you still there? Hi there. Wanted
yes,
to certainly,
yes,
I
yes,
promised
yes.
to circle back, so I wanted to certainly do that. And in the event that you all had a little more to share, and wanted to also ask Zoe, how did she decide that she wanted to go into the, she said, the biomedical engineering field
yes.
as well. Mm-hmm.
That is a great question because, okay, my hobbies are working with my hands. I love to, like, paint and create things and build. I love doing all of those things. And something that has kind of fascinated me a little bit is medicine, but not, like, intensely Like, I would not say I would like to become a doctor. I would like to, you know, build more tools for them and stuff. So I've shadowed a couple of dentists, and I, like, see that this is exactly what I want to do in the future. And so that's kind of what inspired me to be, like, a biomedical engineer, or to at least major in biomedical engineering.
And that would lead into going to graduate school for dentistry.
Yes, it leads. And it can give me more options. It's like I don't just have to go only into, like, dentistry and orthodontics. I could do more. I could create products.
Mm-hmm.
You can make new braces.
Yeah, I could maybe modify braces.
You can make a brace that, maybe a brace that doesn't hurt.
Wow.
Oh.
That would be fantastic.
Now,
that
would be
interesting.
You sure would. You absolutely would. Wow. Because I've heard that braces pinch and they just are not always the most comfortable devices to have on your teeth. So, yeah, wow. And in fact, I wanted to actually discuss some of the, there's so many inventors. And, you know, that always is an area that I really enjoy is inventing, working on a product myself. But I think that is just amazing. But I want to also, I want to circle back to Joshua as well. I promised that I would circle back to him. I want to ask the same question. And I'm going to see if he is still on. Let's see. Joshua, are you still there?
Hi, Cousin Donna. Yes, I'm right here by the phone.
Hi, Joshua. Okay, so I just found out a little bit about a little backstory about Zoe and Zoe and why she was actually looking at the career choice that she has decided on. Tell me about you. I know you you were doing some wonderful things at your school and news. Tell us a little bit about your interest in the media area.
Yeah. So my interest in the media area, I'm going to be honest, it's been off and on between media and aviation, And for people who are not familiar with the term aviation, it just means airplanes, piloting, flight management, whatever you want to think of. But I mainly got involved into the media field, I would say around 2 to 3 years ago when I was just a freshman. I was really engulfed and really exasperated by everything that went into producing a production. The main part of media, though, that I really want to specialize in is doing promotional work, which is essentially sitting down with someone and discussing what their business is and basically discussing the marketing ways that we can promote their business, whether it be through video, whether it be through pictures, photography, you know, just the best way to promote their business out there to the world. And keep in mind, as Ms. Donna or as Cousin Donna said before, I am a junior, and so I am kind of starting to work with clients who have that need to do business, but that's mainly how I got started, and that's mainly where my interest came in that media field.
Very interesting, very interesting. And I do remember you being on years ago, and you were I know you mentioned the aviation area. I believe you had racked up some flying hours. Is that right?
Yes.
If I recall
that
correctly?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Wow, wow. Very interesting. And guys, it's not too late for you to join in on the conversation. And we have a few more minutes longer, 516-418-5894, 516-418-5. And was there anything else that you would like to share with us, Josh?
I'm sure, yeah, that, you know, despite everything that's going on, you know, the rumors of, you know, World War III, I'm kind of compelled to join the military. Compelled to join the Air Force, and I actually want to take a step in looking to what you know my options may be for the Air Force, and that there are plenty of benefits that come with it. But in addition to, I want to make a difference in the armed forces, doing aviation, which is which is kind of what I love to do. So, in terms of next steps for me in my aviation field, that's where I plan to go. in the event that I do not do aviation at all, you know, never, let alone, you know, the Air Force, I do plan to take on a radio and broadcasting career on news. So you may see me in the news. You may see me as the nightly news anchor, just like Lester Holt or David Muir on both NBC and ABC. Or, you know, you may see me behind the scenes as a photographer having my own little side business. So, yeah, so to any minority kid that's, you know, thinking about majoring in one of these big things, like, for example, Zoe mentioned she wanted to be a biomechanic engineer, I believe biomedical engineer, excuse me. You know, any kid that is shooting way high and saying, okay, there's no one that looks like me in there. Just, you know, just always remember that you can go forward and you can do it. You just got to put your best mind to it, and you can't give up. So,
absolutely. That is great advice. And remember that I will not quit. And that's one of my affirmations in my affirmation book, my forever affirmations. I will not quit. And so it's important, and that's really good. And it's important to there's so many different opportunities out there for young people nowadays. And so, you know, the sky is certainly the limit on what you can do. And I would just also say that I would just really, you know, the Lord has given you so many different gifts and talents. And so I would just pray, Lord, what area, you know, would you like for me to fulfill my purpose in? And he will certainly direct you. But it is wonderful that you all have just an array of gifts and talents. And I think that's a beautiful thing, and that you are certainly being positive. Oftentimes, we don't hear enough positivity about our young people. Many times we hear in the news just the negative things that may be occurring. But I would beg to differ that there are so many more positive things that our youth are in, you know, involved in. So I would certainly say that you guys, you know, the sky is certainly the limit, and you are, you know, you're doing well. Just, you know, keep your head up, keep your focus, and, you know, keep God at the forefront of your life, and you will certainly be able to do anything at all that you put your hands to. So just wanted to say that. And guys, here again, we can probably fit in a couple more calls this evening, 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. And I wanted to also, I do want to circle back. I know that Markel, Professor Markel there, I know she generally likes a lot of, she enjoys history. And I wanted to just kind of go back to see if she is still there. Markel, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
And I
have really enjoyed tonight's program. This has been wonderful.
Yes, absolutely. It has been a wonderful discussion. And I know that you are also a historian, if you will, and just didn't know if you had any additional, you know, contributions that you wanted to make. And, you know, I want to make sure I've covered, you know, everyone has an opportunity to kind of express. And if, so in the next, you know, couple minutes or so, if you have anything else that you'd like to share, that would be wonderful as well.
Certainly, Donna. You know, I really like to go way, way, way back in history. You know, try to go back as far back as I can, just to see the impact that not only Black Americans, but Africans have had on the world, and what their contributions have been. And just as one of the callers mentioned earlier about all of the inventions that were made, well, you know, African people have been in the invention-making business for quite a long time. So there's a book that I think many of your listeners would be interested in reading, and it's called pre-colonial Black Africa, and it's by Cheikh Anta Diop. And the last, or the name again, I'll read it again, is Cheikh, spelled C-H-E-I-K-H, Anta Diop, D-I-O-P, and the book again is Pre-Colonial Black Africa. It details so many inventions and explorations firsts of Africans. And reading it, you would just be so surprised to see the advancements in metalworks from Africans. Also, glassmaking. You'd be interested to read in this book how there were homes of kings, one king in particular from Ghana, who had a home in the year 11, I think it was the year 1125, and he had glass windows in his home, glass windows, and his house was made of stone. And there were many homes like that during that time. So glass making is nothing new. And I thought that was just wonderful news to find out. Also, medicine and hygiene, the importance of medicine and hygiene in Africa from Egypt all the way to the western coast of Africa. We can see historical accounts of surgeries that happened, and it was just wonderful. So, again, I really encourage Pre-Colonial Black Africa to your listeners.
Wonderful, and I don't want to cut you off, but we are under 3 minutes. Thank you so much for that information. Thank you so much. And guys, listen, I thank you all so much for joining us this evening. This has been a very delightful conversation. I certainly appreciate you all joining us. And listen, if you would, this one of my New Year's resolutions, I was supposed to invite people to please, if you would, just follow the show, okay? Follow my Blog Talk show, and then on YouTube, Miss Donna Speaks, MSDONNASPEAKS, if you would also follow the show too. And I believe Joshua has a YouTube video, and I think that he did on the Tuskegee Airmen, and I will be more than happy to post that as soon as we complete the show this evening. So do that. And I didn't get a chance to share with you my favorite author. Well, it's Donna Page Riley. So I'm going to do a shameless plug. My newest book is My Forever Affirmations, and it's Positive Thoughts for All Ages. So if you haven't had an opportunity to pick that up if you would. It's a book and journal, and it will allow you to reflect on the actual affirmation. So I like to look at it as giving you a boost of confidence. So if you would go ahead and pick that up, you'll be glad that you did that. It will certainly encourage you. Again, I thank everyone who called in this evening, who just took the time, those of you that are taking the time to listen to the show. In case you just kind of got on a little bit later, no worries. You'll be able to go on and you'll be able to pull up the archive show. So no worries about that. You'll be able to listen to it in its entirety. And please share the links with persons that you know. Next month begins Women's History Month. So we're going to be talking about some women making history as well. As women, we have made history for years. So we're just going to highlight some as well. We're going to be talking about some finances, ways to fight inflation as well. That will be coming up too, and I'm sure everyone will certainly want to be a part of that show as well. Again, you guys, thank you so much for taking time out to listen, and I certainly do appreciate it. And listen, as I ask you every week, if you have an etiquette topic that you would like to hear us cover, please feel free to let us know, and we'll see what we can do about that. You guys that listen, I'm our loyal listeners. Thank you. We get your messages and your information. We certainly appreciate that as well. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. Have to be one of my favorite proverbs. Comes from Proverbs 3:3. And as I ask you each week, please make sure that you initiate an act of kindness, okay? And also remember to affirm yourself daily. I usually post something on my Facebook page. It's Donna Paige Riley. Affirm yourself daily. The best way to take care of yourself and to love yourself is to certainly to affirm yourself, okay? Again, thank you, everyone, for listening to the show. I thank all my guests and callers for calling in. And this has certainly been a wonderful Black History celebration. And once again, you know, Black History is celebrated 365 days of the year. Thanks again. We'll talk again next week. Good night. Take care. God bless.
Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.